Zidane stepping through the challenges, feeding Patrick Vieira, rampaging run from midfield.
Messa fuori, dice Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo, di tecco, tiro,
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. Tonight, we don't have Joe in the studio, so we're not going to be doing a YouTube episode. Going to have to edit that out of the original product. Actually, you know what? I'll leave it in. This week, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that happened in the world of football that we might have missed last week. We'll recap Champions League and what surprised and shocked us during last week's first match day of Champions League. We'll also recap the major leagues in Europe, and we'll also preview some of the bigger derbies that are happening this weekend. So guys, stay tuned for that. But as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com, football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L weekly.com. We are on Apple Music, Spotify. We are on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. We are on Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We are on every popular streaming platform where you can get podcasts. We're also on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube page, please go there and subscribe. Just search the Football Weekly Podcast, football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly podcast. Click the subscribe button, click the like button, click the notification button, and we'll be back live next week. But guys, lots to talk about, so let's get into this. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
This is Ronaldo, and that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Where it was heading, Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva and then pirouettes away from him.
This is Philip Prostrand, head coach of the Ryerson men's soccer team. You're listening to Joe and Reggie on Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, another show, another week, lots to talk about. Busy week in the EPL, busy week in Serie A. Same with La Liga. Missed Champions League. Well, as everyone can see, Joe's not in the studio.
Yeah, it's a better look for me.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to have to look at me for 45 minutes. So
I'll be back.
You can turn off the video. You can just listen to the audio. Do whatever you need to do. But
You know, we're going to get a ton of comments saying, you know, Joe looks better this week. So we've set that up. So cue up the jokes, cue up all the not so witty comments because we set you up for that. So there you go. You're welcome. Everybody have fun with that.
Yeah, most definitely. Twitter should be full of jokes, but... Just finished watching TFC take care of York United in the Canadian Championship there at BMO Field. Terrible night for soccer as far as the weather
just
goes.
Just the monsoon. A monsoon here. Yeah, bad.
Yeah, it was bad. But
kind of a York United. Sorry, Reggie. Kind of up against it today. I mean, like we said before we went on, you know, this is TFC's everything, the Canadian Championship. So, you know, they put their by far their strongest side available. Obviously, a motivated, extra motivated side. 4-0, the scoreline. It wasn't really indicative. York United didn't really threaten, but you know, they held their own. I mean, you might be saying in a 4-0 win, but I mean, you might listen. Everything had to. TFC had to play this like a final, right, Reg? So,
well, you can tell what they were thinking by the players that they put out there. They put out the team, team that started against Nashville on the weekend, right, in MLS. So,
yeah.
But I was watching a game, and I think I mentioned this to you as well during the game. I didn't see TFC as a, you know, top tier professional team. It's not what I expected. You know, it was, and I mentioned to you, was it the elements, the rain that was coming down that made them look like close to a CPL team? But I mean, I'm exaggerating a lot, but I just didn't see any standout saying, yeah, that's why he's a professional. That's why he's playing in the MLS. You know, who was Marky Delgado better than on the field?
You know, I think. like I say this every week, I think we look at like players on teams, and whether it be the EPL team playing a championship side or a third division tier or team or second, I just think the margin is so, you know, small. I mean, these are professionals playing every day in CPL. The CPL is growing. The gap isn't massive. It's in the details.
But should it be massive, you know? So, Joe?
I don't think it should be massive. No, because it's growing. I think things are growing. I don't think it's a – listen, at the end of the day, it was still 4-0. At the end of the day, guys made the difference when they needed to. I don't think it's – you're not going to – people still compete. I think Jim Brennan made a good point too. You know, it's an opportunity for guys to play. We saw Halifax go up with a great goal today by young lad Bent on CF Montreal. And then CF Montreal found – two goals pretty late to go through. And I thought Stephen Hart spoke really wisely about, you know, how that went. We've already seen Pacific, knock out Vancouver Whitecaps. I mean, I don't, you know, we see it all the time in the EPL, an EPL squad losing to, you know, teams in the lower tier in the FA Cup. You still saw the difference, but you also saw teams put up a good fight. I mean, that's just my view on it. I think we really expect a lot from TFC.
Well, I expected Soteldo to just slice and dice, right? But that wasn't the case either, right?
Well, you had a lot of guys, too. Remember, you have a lot of – on this York United team, yes, there's an experienced guys, but you also have guys that did play in the league in MLS and higher tiers, right? You have Michael Petrasso, who played in the championship. He played in MLS, you know, with then Montreal Impact, now, you know, CF Montreal. So there's a few guys like that. I said, you know, Abzi didn't, at left back. He's really had a really good season. I'd be shocked if he doesn't make a move to MLS. Roger Thompson played overseas for a lot of years. The Wilson young lad, older lad. I hear you, Reggie. I hear you. It's still the MLS and you're playing against, a quote-unquote CPL team. But, I mean, the job is done. It's 4-0 and we move on. I mean, so. But, you know, again, we did see teams get knocked out. You know, CPL teams knocked out MLS teams.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Well, couldn't afford to have that happen the season that TFC is having right now. You couldn't afford for –
they had to have this. Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's why they put out the
they had to have
they,
this.
They did, right?
Yeah, for sure. And again, so we'll wrap it, but I mean, we had first-time goals from Noble Kello. Yeah. So Telso finally found Zanet in a PK. And Jonathan Osorio, I think Jonathan Osorio. Jacob Schaffelberg was very good. I cannot mention. Jacob Schaffelberg was arguably TFC's best player in the last game against Nashville. We'll get the Nashville and a Canadian angle tonight. It just happened. But Schaffelberg was very good today, too. And, hats off to him. Nashville wins big in MLS. And Alistair Johnson, our good friend of the show, scores his first MLS goal in a 5-1 rout of Inter Miami. I believe they played Inter Miami. And, of course, Alistair already on social media. In typical Alistair Johnston fashion, saying when he tells his grandkids about it, it's going to be a bar down snipe. When it was actually a great run by Alistair, though, to finish off across. But so congratulations to Alistair, a longtime friend of our show. You know, everyone knows the great interview we had with Ali. So congratulations, Alistair. That's always a big moment. So yeah, first goal.
And if you haven't heard that interview, I'm going to be reposting all the interviews that we've had with our major guests. Well, actually, all our guests. I'm going to do all our guests that we've had. We had a little bit of issue with our web server, so all our episodes disappeared. So if you go onto our website and you're looking around saying, hey, where is everything? It's unfortunately, it's gone. But I have the originals, so I'll be posting those as I get a chance to do them. And I'm going to start with all the interviews. So if you missed the interview with Kamal Miller, Dane St. Clair, if you missed Alistair's interview, the interview we had with Karma Sacco, if you've missed Coach Maria's interview, everybody that we've had interviews with, Marcus Hansen from football from First Touch Football. Yeah, check it out. Definitely start doing that this weekend. So look out for that.
Joe, what do you coincides with Reggie, that's good. I think that coincides with I think all the interviews are fantastic, but maybe because the international international football is coming up in a few weeks.
Unreal.
Major trio of games for Canada. So maybe that's a good time to check out those interviews with Ali, Kamal, and Dane, and of course the others, but you know, get you ready for that. A shout out to Luca Sirianni, head coach at Seneca Women's Program, and of coach for trying to get us some tickets. He's going to be on the line tomorrow getting us tickets, getting a pair of tickets for us. Trying to get the pre-sale. We urge all of you to do that too. Canada and Panama, October 13th. Massive, massive match at BMO. And yeah, so hopefully Coach Luca comes through. If not, we will totally, I want to know. We're gonna go after him.
We'll probably get there regardless. But I mean, to come out of there with 9 points would be fantastic. Realistically, we're looking at 4, I think. And we're good, but 9 would be, I don't know.
Imagine 7. Anyway, so we'll see. Starts with the Azteca, then it goes into Jamaica. Jamaica's, you got to think, and Mikel Antonio will be in the squad. We got word from Sanford Carabin, another guy who watches our show.
Yeah, we've interviewed him as well. Yeah,
that's right. And he will. He's working with the Jamaican men's national team as a analyst, performance analyst, and so on. So he will be with that with Jamaica. Obviously, we hope that we get a result, but we wish Sanford the best of luck too. I mean, working with players like we said, well, Kamar Lawrence, TFC, and Leon Bailey. And the aforementioned Mikel Antonio, who will be confirmed. Remember, we were talking, Reggie.
Yeah, I thought he was here. He will be in.
Yeah, and yeah, well, he has kind of like Raheem Sterling, right? With the
I thought he played. I could have sworn he played for England once or twice.
Well, I think if you did in a friendly or at youth level, you could still switch. Like one of those. So yeah, but he'll be there. So.
Oh, I'd be that's
look for them because they're gonna have something to say. Yeah, it's very dangerous. So.
Well, before we get into our recap of the past week of football, before I forget, next week we're going to have a guest on. He's got some soccer tech that he wants to introduce to our viewers, our listeners. He's the only one in Canada with it, so it should be an interesting show. We're going to do we're probably going to try to have a demo done, but I don't know if we're going to have time to do that during the week and put that up. But he's definitely going to explain it to you next week, so stay tuned for that. But Joe, a very, very busy week. Past 2 weeks have been very busy in the world of football.
Jeez, I mean, where do we, like, they have been. And you know, it came as fast and furious off the international break. Mm-hmm. You know, I know for each and the clubs that we support and stuff like that. But we had Champions League start off. We had the leagues with massive matches already. Like we were talking about Tottenham and Chelsea this past weekend. Juventus Milan. You know, like of course, so many other teams. I mean, where do you want to start with the Champions League? I mean, a lot of games. But you know, what about we go fast and furious with that? Like I just said, Club Bruges. And PSG, I don't know, Reggie, I keep saying, listen, PSG might lift this trophy. I understand that. And on paper, they should. But 1-1. And Reggie, we said Bruges, maybe it was the team that deserved to win this game if there was going to be one.
Yeah, they played really well in the second half.
They did.
They deserved to win. They definitely won the second half of the game. But, I mean, what do you do? What's Pochettino look in the mirror and do with all that talent and results? Yeah. I mean, you're cruising in domestic league as you should, but when it comes down to Champions League,
I know, and you know, Reg, we will set this up. We will do a one day. Everyone wants us to do this with comparing two players like Messi, Ronaldo, and everybody wants to hear Reggie's opinion and me go at it with that. We will do it. I get it. But I'm going to do an about face here, and I'm going to, and then we will definitely get into that other stuff, because I think we want to have my facial expressions there for Reggie to yell at me and I can yell at him. But I'm going to say this. I want to say this with the PSG thing, and I just have this feeling, Reggie. I think they, of course, it's one day. It's one match day. I don't know why I have the feeling that they might not win. Of course, they should. But, I'm going to say this. And part of me just – it bugs me that, again, if you wanted to stay at Barcelona so badly, Messi could have made it work. I'm not buying this, like, well, you know, Joel, you could have played for whatever. And I agree in this one, you know, and everyone knows that I might prefer Messi. But the respect level I have for Ronaldo is incredible. Just the hunger, the passion to want to challenge yourself. And I am a little disappointed that, like, what are we going to PSG for? You know, you should win. You know, I look at their bench, and Donnarumma didn't play again today, and these guys. So we're going to get into that, Reggie. I want to make sure that it's a neutral kind of perspective. But, I mean, so what? What's to gain if all three of you guys are there together, Neymar, Mbappe, and Messi, and you win? If you win, you're supposed to win, right, Reggie? If you win, you're supposed to win, correct?
Yeah.
And if you lose, how did you lose, right? So I just, anyway.
Well, that's the point. That team shouldn't lose.
Yeah, I'm right. So I'm disappointed in that, for sure. You know, I'm absolutely, I would rather Messi went to City. Rather than Ooh. Went to Manchester City, but anyway. Maybe they.
In my opinion, I'm looking at, and again, like you said, we'll talk about our little, we teased our little tiff that we had a couple of weeks ago about it at the live show. But I'm looking at it like Ronald Koeman comes in and says, yeah, no more special treatment for anybody. And all of a sudden, Messi can't get his contract done. So
it's just, I don't know what the con, like, you know, Reggie, I just think you could have got it done. Like, don't say that.
Of course he could have got it done.
You're going to stay.
He didn't want to put in the work, it looks like to me, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. It's like, and again, I go back and forth with this. Like, but again, with this, I disagree with Messi. I do. I just wish he would have stayed at Barcelona, or, I mean, listen, probably if City doesn't sign Grealish 100 mil, they probably should. If they knew that they had a chance at Messi, they probably would have got him. Right. So I don't know.
Can they pay him?
But this is the thing, Reggie. Like, back to what we said. Do these players, do they need more money? Like anyway, well, I know that there's guys that are in. There's guys in the know with the Barcelona stuff, because I don't know. Right. Mm. I could tell you. You could tell me about Arsenal insider stuff. I could tell you about Milan, but still probably don't know. But I don't know. I just, for that, I look at them and I'm going, you're supposed to win. So anyway, so I don't even, to tell you the truth, Reggie, I have very little interest in U.S. people say, what? I know everybody want to see his first game and they want to see this. I really don't care to watch. I love Messi. I love him. I really don't care to watch PSG. I really don't care to watch PSG. I don't. I mean, isn't that crazy? I just don't. I mean, great kids, by the way. But
anyway. I watched maybe 10 minutes of it. On Saturday or Sunday, I forget which day they play, but I watched maybe 10 minutes of it. I wasn't.
It's a lose-lose, Reg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so surprising stuff in Champions League. So that was one. I can guess, Reggie, I'll talk about my club, if that's okay. I mean, you know me, because I always hammer AC Milan, don't I? I'm good at that. Mm-hmm. I told you, I think they play Liverpool at Anfield. And I was thinking of you, because, you know, you watch Serie A, but obviously I'm a Serie A nut. So they go to Liverpool, and let's be honest, this game we said on the phone, I thought it could have been 3-4 love, 3-0.
Yeah, but it was
20 minutes in.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. I thought amazing, amazing approach by Liverpool. You know, great atmosphere in the stadium. Good to see fans in Champions League. Liverpool comes out blazing. They looked like they were playing at a certain speed, and AC Milan was still in the dressing room. For sure. I love the reaction, because I thought a really quality goal was scored by Milan. I don't know if you saw it, Reggie. Great goal by Rebic. Like, great pass to find a split into Brahim Diaz by Salamakers, and a nice little move by Diaz, who's been playing fantastic, scored another goal today in the midweek game. And to Rebic, who's been great, opens his foot, goal. Then they go up 2-1. I mean, again, I thought Liverpool, over the course of the 90 minutes, it would have been really harsh if Liverpool would have lost this game or even tied it. So anyway, we'll talk about it. Of course, Liverpool, Logan, let us know that Hendo scored. But 3-2 ends up at Liverpool.
Buddy, that ball could have gone into Rosie and no one would have been shocked. Nobody would have been
went
shocked.
Went into the corner. Yeah.
Would have went out for a throw-in and everybody would have said, yeah, that makes sense.
And I know we got to fly, but, you know, hey, fair dues. They do. So, again, what am I talking about here? Okay, so.
You were up Milan in that game too, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they came back. It was crazy because the last 3 minutes of the first half, I mean, I remember I went to pick up my kids and I'm like, okay, when I come back, wow, I checked my phone when I pulled in. 2-1? What? Is this really happening? So a good reaction. And here's my point to that. Pioli said this week after the Milan-Juve game, and we'll talk about that, which ended 1-1 a little bit. But he said, you know, part of, because, you know, there's all these things, and I know Micah Richards said this, and some other players or said this, said, you know, ex-players, you know, just the level of the speed of the Premier League teams. I don't know if these other teams can compete. And I'm like, compete and win are different things, right? Mm-hmm. And I love what Pioli said. Pioli said this. He said, you know, part of not getting up to the speed of play in Champions League sometimes is because of what happens sometimes in Italy, where there's too many stoppages where the referee entertains an argument, where guys step on the ball and they stop the play too much. It's almost allowed to happen too much in Italy compared to the Premier League, he said, and Champions League. And I had to, I think, Reggie, you can, I wanted to ask you this. I agree with him. I think that's a great point. Do you see that in terms of,
yeah, like he's used that to his advantage in the past as well.
Who, Pioli?
I'm sorry. I thought you said Allegri. I'm sorry.
No, don't get me started about Allegri. Yeah
I was going to say, I thought you said Allegri. No, I was like, he uses that to his advantage forever, right?
Yeah. Pioli was making a statement about like what happens in Italy.
That's correct.
Fair. I agree, actually.
Yeah, it's right. I mean,
like, don't you see more protesting with the referee I don't know.
See more of the protesting with the referee in Italy and in Spain.
Right.
I think players are allowed to go down and I have a cramp and stay on the field instead of moving them off the field. When players in the EPL will actually physically go and try to lift the player off the field and the referee will tell them to get off the field, right?
Yes, get on with it. Great point. I thought it happened in the Milan-Juve game, whereas player for Juve went down, Morata, at the far end of the field. Play goes on, and the fans, okay, you know, fans are always, they don't blame the fans, but the Juve players are yelling, like, kick it out, kick it out, kick it out. And I'm going, no, even if it was the other way, why should they kick it out?
Wow.
Right? Right, Reggie?
I love those teams that have a player down, they have the ball, and they continue playing. And as soon as they lose it, oh, our player's down, kick it out. I love that.
Yeah, so they start playing. Juve's, like, freaking out. Dybala and Tonali get into it about it. I said, hey, Nate, I'm all about fair play, but I'm like, that's a stupid rule. That's a dumb one. Let's get on and play.
Yeah.
And so Pioli's point is, you know, there's too many of those, and the referee engages, you know, and entertains all the, you know, that nonsense. And I thought that was very insightful. And I'm giving this guy a lot of credit because back to that Liverpool Milan game, they lost, but they come out head held high because they tried to play. And yes, they were a little bit. And he said that pace of it was too much for us. He said, we played only portions of the game. Correct. I agree with him. He says, you know, we have to get up to that. I like that he's not shying away and making excuses to say, hey, we want to be somewhere. We're going to work to get there. That's why I think he's endeared himself to, dare I say, not just the Italian, you know, Milan fan or, you know, fans in Italy but even the rest of the world. I think, like, you know, he's gaining a little bit of respect because there's a style of play. You hear me say this all the time. You mentioned the guy that I think is stifling it a little bit with the players at Juve is Allegri.
Yeah.
AC Milan plays Juventus on the weekend. Juventus comes out flying. Fair. Yeah, induce them. Morata with a great finish. It was 1-0 for Juventus. Probably should have been 2-0. And if Max Allegri's approach was just a little bit more positive and offensive, dare I say that game's match done. You know what happens, Reggie? You know, we watch football, we play it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, second half, Milan comes into the game and they mm-hmm. get a point.
Yeah.
That in that game for them makes it like three. And there's the statement. Like, you have to, you can't just, you got to play your football. You got to play your brand. And that's something that, you know, I've said that about Atalanta in the past. So have you. You said you loved watching Atalanta. And you know, the last couple of years in Champions League, they've gained a lot of fans. But why, Reggie? Because they play pragmatic? Because they put 10 behind the ball? No, because they play. And their style is offensive. And it's, you know, closer to a Premier League or, you know, what you see in Champions League than maybe everywhere else, right? Yeah. And I think that's the statement for me. And you know that I've been wanting to say this for a long time. And I said it last year. And I think that's the thing. You know, you like to compete at that level, it has to happen every week. And then that's why we are seeing, Reggie. I mean, I do agree. The top four or five teams in Europe are probably right now at this moment, all from the Premier League. I'm just talking about on form. You agree?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm close there, maybe. Maybe. Okay. Oh, out of five, would you put four or three? Because I would. I mean, I know Bayern, all respect to Bayern, Real Madrid. I would put Chelsea in there. Okay. I put Liverpool in there. You know, okay. I put you know, United City. I mean, there's arguments to be made, right? I think Chelsea are playing at a different clip. I really believe Liverpool are. Again, I know you always say, but to me, Liverpool, not because they beat Milan. I'm just looking at it. Looks like a little bit closer to the Liverpool we saw, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years.
I don't think they're anywhere near that, Joe. But I think as their schedule gets a little bit tougher, we'll see. You'll start to see the cracks in the armor there.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, but I just love the way that they're playing. I like the way that they go at it. I'm gonna give. You know, Tottenham lost 3-0 to Chelsea. It was 3-0. I thought in parts of that game, they looked really good. You know,
how did Harry Kane look?
Yeah, exactly. I know, you know, when you take time off and, you know, I hear you.
It doesn't look interesting.
I heard a stat that, you know, about the North London Derby that's coming up. I think he scored in the last 12. How many goals has he scored? He's been an Arsenal killer, right?
We're not going to shut him out, so it's fine if he scores one, but we just have to score two. That's it.
So we'll get to your prediction on the North London Derby after. I think that the fans would love to hear what Reggie says about the North London Derby. I think a lot of our listeners and viewers are going to be watching, so that's good. I know I will be. Reg, so is there anything else that surprised you in Champions League? I mean,
Atletico Madrid surprised me.
Reggie.
I know it's a tough game against Porto, but not to score with that lineup is something else too. We talked about PSG not being able to get by Club Brugge with the firepower they have, but Atletico Madrid has some firepower as well, and to not score is disappointing, I think.
You know what I think about Sergio Conceição and Porto. I called last year that Porto would give Juve a handful, ended up knocking him out. This Porto team and Sergio Conceição is a fantastic manager. I really like him. I watched this Porto team, and I love Oliveira in the midfield. There's so many good components to them. I told you when the groups came out, I go, wow, never mind Atletico and Liverpool that are going to just be a handful for, you know, let's say my club, AC Milan. But you throw Porto in there. What a tough group. And hey, they were full value for that. So, you know, it's day one, though. I remember, Reggie, I'm going to use your thing. It's match day one. There's a long way to go.
It's match day one. You know? I know you're talking about disappointments. If you're a Man United fan, you have to be a little bit disappointed.
If you're
a Barcelona fan, you should be a lot disappointed. But
the disillusion too with Barca, like, where's your identity? For sure. Absolutely. I thought one of the better games, you know, to be fair, I thought Inter really played really well and lost 1-0 to Real Madrid. So, you know, there's a lot. I mean, we mentioned, you know, we'll talk about Juventus' issues in the league, but, you know, maybe Malmo 3-0. I get it. I understand it's Malmo, but they still won 3-0. Gearing up to a match against Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea is, Reggie, dare I say, they're playing the best in Europe, right? Or damn near close.
Yeah, that's 1-2 in Europe. That's one of the one of the top two in Europe. I don't know who else you want to put up there, but they're one of the top two, if not the best team. Well, they're the defending champions.
So just on form, right? Well, yeah, yeah just, right. That's right.
Fantastic. Yeah, that Chelsea
and you had Lukaku. And...
Well, that Tottenham game is just that was, you know, they made a Tottenham team that was I think they were undefeated at the time. They looked made them look ordinary, Joe. Made them look like they were a team fighting relegation. Pretty much, and that's.
I gave you a good chance to hammer Tottenham. They lost 3-0 the week before. Remember to Palace, but yes, that's their one loss. Right, but right, no, but to be fair, Reggie, they before that game playing pretty well under Nuno. Mm-hmm. Even in that match, started pretty brightly in terms of play. But you're right, this Chelsea team is, you know, if we talk about teams that they're different, and if you talk about teams that lack identity, well, they're all about identity. And then you throw in Romelu Lukaku. I mean.
Right.
This is just, you know, Antonio Rudiger, never mind because he scored the goal, but he just looks like he's Christensen. Like, there's so many great elements there. And N'Golo Kante came off the bench, you know, and scored a goal. But, you know, they're just, I don't know, they look in it. They look lively. I know we're going back and forth. But anyway, that's, I want to get North London, Reggie. Oh, my gosh, we got to talk about that. But, Reg, are you buying the crisis? The major crisis that is Juve right now.
Am I buying it? Am I buying that it's happening? Or am I buying that there's a crisis there?
How about this? Better question. I think it's going to be short-lived. You?
We talked about this earlier, and you brought up a good point, saying that Allegri hasn't changed the style he's played since the last time he coached
there. Not one bit.
So I don't think that style, you know. You know, you have to, you know, evolve in your way that you think about football. And I don't know, when was the last time you coached Juve? How many years ago was that? 3 or 4?
Two, three years ago. Yeah, because if you take Pirlo and Sarri, right, were the two last. So 2 years ago?
Right.
Yeah.
So even Sarri, I saw a quote today. Sarri came out and said something about the players at Juve. It's just like, it's not possible to play with these guys. And Allegri came out and said, this is not, these players can't play for Juventus. So I don't know if he's angling for more money to change everybody to play his style, but I don't see them finishing 19th or 18th in the league, but I can see them not making Champions League.
I think they'll find a way, but I totally understand what you're saying.
How? From where?
You know, Reggie, I think they have enough quality, and I think it's because the other teams come back to earth. That makes sense. You know, I think
Inter find a Inter way. Atalanta Milan who and they're gonna who's in fourth place there?
Well, I just think that again I still think that, you know, Milan is still the same thing. Yes, they win today against Venezia, took them to the 70th minute, but doesn't matter, they found a way. No Drew, no Ibra, but you know, Brian Diaz, this kid is, I don't know, just did a good job. They found a winner, right? And then of course Teo Hernandez capped it off. I don't know if they, like, I think they will be in that battle for fourth again. I think Milan will do that. And I heard the commentator say today that Atalanta always rounds into form, Reggie, around January, and I think we saw that in the last couple of years. They just have something that comes out of them, right? Because their style is so. By now we know Atalanta, right? It's ebbs and flows, Reggie, as you know. It's Allegri. You're right. I mean, I just see them and I'm going, you know, he sometimes hit the tension that he creates. I think Massimo Ambrosini, the ex-Milan player, said in his last year at when Allegri was his coach, he goes, when things under Allegri in the week leading up to a game are high tense. And high tension anyway. Almost that's the old Italian way, right? And he said, when you're in a mini crisis, I can only imagine, because you can only imagine how bad it is, where players are really nervous. And we saw that today. Today they go and play against Spezia. They're down 2-1. Now, they battle back. They win 3-2. They found a way, right? Mm-hmm. And but, you know, and Moise Keane, by the way, scored a great goal. Good to see him get on the score sheet. But I think that's back to what we were saying. It's this approach. It's this approach. You know, Mancini got so much credit for changing the identity of Italy. And even you, a neutral, you're saying, wow, this is not what I'm used to. This should filter in to other teams, right, Reggie?
Right.
Gasperini, you said it. Gasperini's done that with Atalanta. Pioli has done that with Milan. You see it. Sassuolo and De Cerbi, who was there before, you know, did it. You know, it's just this way of playing, this players are given more freedom. I know that, you know, the Juve fighting spirit will always be part of their DNA. I get it. But it's modern football just requires to play at a higher octane. Do we not see that every week in the Premier League? Do we not see that in the Champions League? It's higher octane football. It's not just the players, of course, Reggie, but you always say this too, the manager matters, Reg.
Yeah.
What your philosophy you put out there matters. And you watching it, do we not, Reggie, you really, and you watch La Liga and you like Atletico, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Even Diego Simeone has altered a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's very pragmatic, but even he has changed a bit.
Yeah. I never thought he would leave a 4-4-2, but if the game deems it, he has to, then he has to, right?
But he's changed too, right, Reggie? Like, yeah. No, and again, he could be like, now listen, you want to be defensively responsible? Of course. But this day and age, you can't just sit on one nothings anymore, on one nils.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah.
And so, and I don't know. That's what we'll have to see that, you know? So, I don't know what you know, we know where we stand on that. I just think let them go, let them play, because there's too much quality in that side, right? There's too much quality in that side. And you know, a budding superstar, dare I say, in Chiesa, right? Scored again today.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to go around that, you know? So I don't know. I don't think they're done. I know we got Reggie, you made a joke, check on Paul Kircho, one of our listeners and our friend and guys like Ross from Soccer Max and guys that are really worried about Juve. And of course, yeah. I get it. And listen, we've been there. But I still think steady goes the ship. I think they're going to be fine. That's personally what I think. Might take a bit of time.
Yeah, I mean, to be fine and not get relegated is one thing. And then to make Champions League is another. So I don't think they're going to make Champions League. I can see them going, wow. I can see them falling into Europa, but I don't see them making Champions League. Sorry.
Bold prediction from Reggie. Okay, so that's good. And Reggie, I guess we should get into those then, right? Should we mention some of these things? Well, we asked a couple of our long-time listeners and supporters to make us a list of who would get relegated in some of the top leagues. Do you want to?
Sure.
Can I let you know what we got there?
Sure.
What do you think, Reggie?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Vince Mercurio, you know, Vince, who joined us at Soccer Max and is always asking me to ask Reggie this, talk to Reggie about this. He came up with his who he thinks will get relegated in La Liga, Serie A, the EPL, and the Bundesliga. He even gave us Bundesliga, Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
So he went pretty vanilla,
mm-hmm.
but then some other ones. In La Liga, he's got Alaves, Getafe, and Celta Vigo.
Okay.
In Serie A, he has Salernitana, newly promoted Salernitana, newly promoted Venezia, and Spezia, who almost beat his Juventus today.
Yeah.
And of course, the emotional, angry pick, he says, honorable mention, Juve. If the league ended today, they would be relegated. But I think he was just, that was tongue in cheek and so on. In the EPL, Vince has Norwich, and these two will, wow, Newcastle United.
Okay.
And Wolves, he's thinking he says that Nuno had them playing, and I'm reading what he sent me, playing above their weight class or punching above their weight class. With Nuno gone, they drop to the Championship. Ow.
I think a team like Burnley is not as talented as Wolves, even with Nuno gone. I think they find a way not to get relegated.
I tend to agree with you, Reg.
Even Newcastle, I think, is a little bit better than Burnley.
And don't you think it's time for Newcastle to change their manager?
Who's going to take that? Who's going to take over that job, Joe?
No, it's such a historic club. Like, I don't know.
It's a nice historic club, but you have an owner that's on par with the Cronkies. Like, who are you going to get?
How long did that take before we put up with that? We should get a ticker to see how long it takes for you to mention your hate for Cronky. There it is. That's when you know Reg has been amused. Okay.
I can't really say anything about that because he's actually spent money this year, but go on.
Oh, that's right. And you caught the critics before because you know guys were lining up saying, Reggie, what do you mean, man? He spent. So all you guys that were about to hit us up on that, Reggie beat you to the punch.
You have to defend yourself.
Finally, we have Vince saying in the Bundesliga, Reggie, I apologize to everybody. Some Bundesliga, I know I'm going to mess up. Is it Firth? It's F-U-R-T-H?
Firth? Yeah, it's Firth.
Okay, hopefully no one yells at me for that. VPL Bochum, that's pretty good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And Armenia, and he does say this, Mönchengladbach is an honorable mention. If the league ended today, Gladbach would be relegated.
We have to remind people that it's four games into the season too, right? So,
right. And I asked them to do this just as a fun thing, who they think would be.
Yeah.
We'll put it our two cents, you two. We also had, and I'll just to end this, Reggie, we also had Ross from Soccer Max give me a list too and give us a list. We love it when guys are engaged and they're in it. I'm going to tell you what Ross gave us. Relegation, pretty close to Vince in the EPL he had. Although, it might be different. He has Brentford.
Oh, no chance.
Right. I agree with you, Reg.
No Norwich, chance. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Newcastle United again. So,
okay.
Wow. In La Liga, Alaves.
Yeah.
Is it Cardiz? Or Cardiz?
Yeah. Cadiz. Yeah, Cadiz.
Cadiz and Celta Vigo, so a little different.
Yeah.
And wow, Reggie, he's in Serie A, newly promoted Salernitana, Spezia, not newly promoted, and Cagliari. Wow, escaped last year.
They always escape, Joe. They're like Newcastle. They always escape, man.
Yeah, that is a great comparison. Cagliari and Newcastle.
You always find a way to be a point. 2 points above the relegation. They win the last three games of the season. Joe Willock scores nine goals in the last four games. And it's like, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah. And then the Bundesliga, it's Bochum, Firth, and this one, Hertha Berlin. So,
Hertha Berlin. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you to those guys for, participating in that. Let's hear it. If you guys want to let us know too, let Reggie know.
Brentford. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing good football, as you know, Reg. So I don't know. They might have enough, right? But as you know, we all know that marathon of a Premier League season is exactly that. So we shall see.
I see that team as like a Leicester when they came up and they survived, and now they got a little bit of money. They had a good coach, a good system, some good players, and now they're fighting for Champions League spots and maybe what, 6-7 seasons. So yeah. I think that's what I see. I see Brentford as that type of team, like the old Leicester.
Wow.
Maybe they'll win a league championship. Who knows?
Well, listen, I don't know who was talking about Leicester when they were doing that. Oh, wait a second.
Oh yeah, right.
We didn't say they were going to win, but
didn't we? Anyways, I thought we did.
Oh, well, we kept predicting that it was like I said, that ride that wouldn't end, right? So, yeah, it is the Premier League, and we don't know, but we do know this. We do know this, Reggie. It's a massive, massive derby this week. It's the North London Derby. Yeah. I'm going to make a bold prediction in the North London Derby. Everyone wants to hear yours. We've talked about, are we missing anything with leagues? We're good with leagues, right? I think
TFC won. Dravinko's coming back, and TOC won, and that's pretty much
Dravinko's going to save all our problems, yeah.
Well, I read somewhere he can't even sign until next year anyway, so.
Right, in January, right? So
you can sign in January.
Probably coincide with
next year, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, it could coincide with a new manager, Reggie. Who knows?
Well, but I was thinking about that today. Who's available? We need to stop retreading all these same, like, DeBoer and, you know, unless Bruce Arena's out there, I don't know who you're going to get.
I don't know either. Like, you're right. And you did say this when they hired Chris Armas. Like, who is there? You know, who knows? Maybe it's Jesse Marsh. Wow.
Oh, my God. Please, no. Well, maybe he can coach in the MLS because he can't coach in Germany. So
he is struggling. Vince has made that call, Vince Mercurio, and I don't know. Jesse Marsh is pretty much under fire.
Yeah.
So, Reg, maybe that's one of the things. I know Dwayne Rollins, 24th minute, give him credit for this. He did something a couple of weeks ago on Twitter, a week ago, where he went through, like, keep him, sell him. You know, what are we going to do with these players? He went through everyone on the roster. Check it out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right? You saw that? So maybe, you know, we'll give you credit, Dwayne, but, you know, maybe we might do that, Joe and Reggie, I'm sure. Reggie's list will be fun and how he delivers it.
There's literally like five guys I would keep on this team.
So Reggie is getting rid of. It's a fire sale, TFC. And hey, with this type of year, is Reggie wrong? So, you know, a lot of people calling for today. Hey, if you wanted to, you know, keep your job, you know, Armas, you why did you go away from, you know, a certain players in midfield? Hey. You know what? There has to be an overhaul. That is the Sherlock statement of the century, right? So, anyhow, North London Derby, Reggie, are you ready for a prediction? Am I ready? Are we missing anything? I know we probably missed some stuff this week, but.
The Champions League, we did EPL, we did Serie A.
Right.
Liga, we didn't touch Germany, but it's okay. Touched upon France. It's okay. We did okay.
I think we did okay.
North London, eh? I think I see a 1-1.
Where is this game being played, Reggie?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I should know this, and I'm embarrassed, but it's got to be at the Emirates. Has to be. Because we played... We played at Burnley last game, so it's got to be at home.
So we're going to confirm this because last week we even got some guys telling us, hey, you should check that stuff. Like, relax.
I'll bet the jersey I'm wearing. It's at the Emirates.
Well, you get to keep your jersey.
Thank you.
Game at the Emirates, I'm going with 3-1 to Arsenal. Why does everybody think I'm crazy? Okay.
Who's going to score the three goals, Joe?
I even have that for you, too.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's going to score one.
Right? Okay.
No, Aubameyang's going to get one. You're going to get another goal from Saka playing.
Yeah.
He gets on the score sheet.
Okay.
And then you're going to get a late insurance marker from Martinelli.
Okay.
But Harry Kane scores first.
Yeah, I believe that. So, I like your optimism with the 3-1. You're not going to get that Martinelli goal because Martinelli won't play. But,
damn it.
Well, he's available, but Arteta doesn't like playing players that Emery bought, so he doesn't play. If you look at the track record of players that he's gotten rid of, they're all Emery buys. So, I think he's gotten that from his buddy over there at Man City. If I don't buy you, you're no good. So, I don't know. He's embarrassing himself. And I'm talking about Arteta. He's embarrassing himself with what he's doing with some of these players. But I'm here. He's there. What are you gonna do?
Well, Reggie, we have two massive matchups in Serie A this week. Inter Atalanta. Pretty massive match, would you say?
For sure. Early season, and top of the table clash.
Right. And the derby, de la capitale.
Roma and...
Rome.
Don't tell me. Rome and Lazio.
There you go.
Yes.
Roma and Lazio. We have Soccer Max and Mario from Our Soccer, Mario Buffalini and Rob Buffalini, those guys, brothers. So it's, you know, they're Lazio fans. Of course, Max is a Roma fan. So there you have it. The Derby della Capitale. Reggie just likes when I say all this stuff. Derby della Mole for Torino. He likes all this.
We should have a little quiz, and you should give me the name of the derbies and see if I can get the teams.
And then there we'll have it. So the next week we will have Reggie is... Yeah, we're ready to go. Next week, you heard it here. We'll have a little bit of a quiz. A Serie A. Reggie does Serie A. We did this a couple of years ago. We're going to test Reggie on that.
I won't even study, Joe. Look at that. I won't even study.
No, you don't have to study. You won't, because you'll forget about the test.
I will.
So anyway, we'll do that.
Okay, definitely we'll will. Do that.
There you go. So Reggie, we're going to quiz Reggie on some Serie A stuff, like what's this derby called, this one. Let me know. Let us know. Hey, how do you think Reggie will do on it? You guys might be surprised to know that. But this weekend, tons of matches as well. Make sure that you guys continue to do a couple things. Watch us. Subscribe to our show on YouTube. Yes, you might have to create an account, right, Reggie? No problem. Do it. They cost you $0. How about that?
$0.
Check us out. Yeah, exactly. Check us out on our social media platforms. Two people that we, you know, two groups that we always talk about too, FTF with Marcus Hansen and the crew. Check them out. Big event we're going to talk about soon, probably next week. Go see Soccer Max. Go see Max. Go see Ross there.
Do I know about this big event? Footy.
Oh, I think, Reggie, I'm going to surprise you too. So we're going to tease that. Check out. Okay, talking about a showcase that's going to be coming up soon on Thanksgiving weekend, right, with FTF and Bond Soccer Club. A lot of alumni that we talk about played in these type of events. We'll talk about it. But watch your footy. What a weekend of footy it'll be. Obviously, we know Reggie's going to have to wake up and get himself ready, or actually on his way back from soccer.
I got to leave right. I might even leave earlier than the final whistle. So hopefully the team I'm playing for is up.
And North London Derby, Derby della Capitale, as Reggie knows, and of course Inter Atalanta. We didn't even get to La Liga, but you know,
it's tough to cram everything in, man.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It's definitely a lot. Yeah, we did 50 minutes, Joe.
Well, there you go.
There you go. We have. I know we have some MLS games this weekend as well. I'm not sure who TFC is playing, but I know it's good to see the fans back in the stadiums. It kind of makes it a little bit more exciting and to watch, and definitely, you know, you have that anticipation for this is going to be a game. The fans are going to be in it. You're going to be in it. It's fantastic. I just hope it doesn't end with everything that's going on in the world still.
Yeah.
So let's hope for sure.
TFC, Reggie has Colorado. So TFC goes into Colorado.
So I'm going to get to see Mark Anthony Kay.
Mark Anthony Kay, and of course Robin Fraser. So
yeah, for sure. Oh, that's a guy you can bring. That's a guy you can bring back in if he's available, right?
There it is, everybody. Reggie has just read my mind. Yeah. That's a great. Hey, what about a package deal, Mark Anthony and Robin Fraser?
Now you're in dream world, Joe.
Dream world, yeah. But Robin Fraser maybe coming back, not so dreamy, right? So, but I mean, he's in a great situation there. So, but yes, it's, you know, Colorado and TFC. So you got enough footy to watch this weekend.
Definitely.
Reggie will be watching. We know North London Derby. Let us know. You know, drop, you know, like I said, follow us. Do all that stuff. We need to hear from you. So, Reg, it'll be a big weekend, right?
Definitely. And I'll definitely be watching whoever PSG is playing too. So on that note, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.